Welcome to Pete and Hannah's Watchlist. I'm your host, Pete Mitchell. I'm here with my great co-host,
Hannah!
Hello, people.
Hannah, mm-hmm. We're here today for What's Next, the show where we help you figure out what to watch next. But before we begin, let us tell the viewers and the listeners what they should do.
Could you pretty please leave a like and subscribe to the channel?
Subscribe.
Leave a comment down below your feedback on this show, any of our other shows.
Hit the notification button and you'll get great content like this one, including AFI Top 100, where we reviewed Philadelphia Story. Highly enjoyable.
Yep.
Tomorrow is movie news, and we'll have peeps of movie previews and movie reviews on the channel. Hannah, let us get on to today's show, and we'll start with the sequel to the sort of hit of 2018, Den of Thieves 2, Pantera, which is Panther.
Yep.
Elevator pitch for this movie. We pick up after the original with the cop now becoming a crook. This is directed by Christopher Gudegust. He did the first one, but I guess it's some of the movies that he's also written.
What?
Plane.
Okay, yes. Jerry Butler.
And he also wrote London Has Fallen.
Oh, so he loves...
He loves Jerry. Jerry Butler. I like
Gerald Butler.
But I like calling him Jerry because everyone else calls him Jerry. Sure. He plays Big Nick. He's sort of like the cop that has no rules.
Yeah, they
sort of a bad boy cop.
The kind of shtick he probably usually plays, just dialed to the
max.
Max.
Yeah. And then you got Donnie, who's sort of like the
he's the thief that got away.
Yeah, underneath the radar, sort of. He would be consumed. Yeah. This is a Reasons 2. This is a great crime heist movie.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah.
The moment you get to the actual heisting of this film, it's very much go. And you're there for it.
Yeah.
It's same as the first movie where once it got to the heisting, it was so, you're so interested. You're locked in from that moment on.
The reason not to see this movie, it is not as
unique as the first one.
Yeah.
Because the first one has this Gerald Butler and team thing going on. It is just Gerald Butler and Donnie.
Yeah.
And it does lose the uniqueness.
I will say, and they didn't play into this enough, but there was a couple of scenes where Donnie and Big Nick were sort of like joking with each other. There's like a scene on the water and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think if they were played into that a little bit more, but it would have been a completely different movie.
Yeah. Not only that, I find that sometimes they'd fight and then they would move over really quickly.
Yeah.
And I feel like growing their connection would be nice.
I believe this movie had a little bit less intrigue than the first movie because there was like a lot going on in the first movie. Here, there is a bit going on, but it's not as much. It also sets up for sequels.
A continued universe.
Yeah.
Which, actually, I don't mind.
I don't mind.
It's like the... If this was, like, a streaming service series, like, this is good.
Yeah.
Good thriller trash.
But for what it is, it's way too long.
Yeah, no. It feels like... I say as soon as the heist goes in, but the heist is, like, halfway through the movie.
Yeah.
And you kind of... There are some fun bits, but really, you're just going along until we finally get to that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I... Yeah, it's just a fault with it.
What's your, Jerry Butler?
I've seen... Most probably his later life films, not probably his early on. I've seen, the Olympus. How to Train Dragon. The Olympus Has Fallen trilogy of movies.
Greenland.
I bring that up quite frequently.
Love the Greenland.
He's on that same pedestal that, Denzel has later in his life, Liam Neeson and all that, where actors that take on these roles.
Jared Butler is.
Yeah.
He's poor man's Keanu Reeves. Because he's done the romantic comedies like Keanu Reeves has done. He's tried the action hero. They're not quite as good. He's tried the serious acting bit as well. He's just not quite to the Keanu Reeves level, but he's had some franchises.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
His
Olympus Has Fallen series is his Matrix. That's why.
All right, there you go.
That's why it's just like cheapened a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very different films.
His Den of Thieves movies is his John Wick.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
And it's just not quite as good.
But I'd say Keanu has done less disaster movies. Gerald Butler is a king of disaster movies as of late. Like he's done quite a few of them.
That's true.
So.
But Keanu Reeves has done a lot more cop movies. So, you know, maybe the disaster movies is Gerald Butler's, you know, bag.
Mm, mm.
Yeah.
I get you saying.
He's poor man's Keanu Reeves, is what I'm trying to say. Hannah.
Hmm.
Would you recommend people to watch or miss this one?
I'd give it a miss. It's a perfect streaming movie.
No.
It doesn't...
This is a watch.
Sure.
This is a watch.
All right.
This is a dad's movie.
You go. Yeah.
It's a watch.
It's a watch.
You can have your miss, but no. It's a watch. What are you going to give it?
No, what are you going to give it? You're watching it, so...
I'm going to give it a...
What?
I'm going to give it a golf club.
I think it's, and I played on my phone just for the beginning part.
I like it.
I just found it was way too slow because the heisting stuff is so good.
Mm.
They put so much detail into it that you feel it. We feel cheapened. Like the funniest bit happens at a party, and
that's quite good.
People are drinking and getting high, and that's,
I really do think that this man Jerry Butler has had such a weird career. This
character he plays is really weird compared to all of his others.
There's a movie on his list. It's called Law Abiding Citizen, where he plays a...
I don't need to hear more.
So he plays a person that his wife gets killed, and so he turns on the system, and the people that didn't put his wife's killer away, he chases them down, and the prosecutor of the case is Jamie Foxx, and so he goes around and kills a judge, goes around killing all these people.
He's judge, jury, and executioner, you're saying?
Law abiding, and they have him in jail, and he's producing all these killings still.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called Law Abiding Citizen. It is one of the most far-fetched, unbelievable movies you'll ever see. But yeah, that's his career. He makes these movies out of nowhere. And then his rom-coms, he does the one with Katherine Heigl, where he plays like the love guru.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, and it's sort of like...
I was thinking of... a separate one, yeah.
The one with Hilary Swank, where...
I was thinking of Jennifer Aniston in The Bounty Hunter.
That's another one, yeah. And so he plays one with Hilary Swank where he plays the dead husband.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then the one with Katherine Heigl is called The Ugly Truth, and he plays
advice,
how to get a girl sort of thing like that.
No, he's weird.
What a career.
That's different to Jason. Bounty Hunter. Jason Statham does weird action movies, but he hasn't... He's never made it into the romance game.
He should.
He'd be...
I'd sign up for a Jason Statham rom-com. I would. But that Jared Butler movie, that with Jennifer Aniston, The Bounty Hunter, is so weird, that movie.
Oh, no, that is super weird.
It's so weird.
At times you're like, oh, are they enjoying being
it's
here?
It's like the mixture of The Breakup and a cop movie. It's a real weird movie, movie.
Oh, it's very odd.
He's had such a weird career. O'Shea Jackson's in this movie as well. He plays Donnie. He's like a big wrestling fan. He's like a big comic book fan. Yeah. He's lived his life. He's had a great life. That kid. Jared Butler. What a man. What a strange career.
Yeah.
I love that. Love to meet him one day. He seems like a fun loving guy sort of as well. Yeah.
The funnest movies.
Yeah.
To be honest,
he was people were paying about it out of his movies and why are they making a Den of Thieves 2? And he gets on the podcast and says, Den of Thieves 2 is going to be great. You're going to love it. You know, and he calls himself Jerry. I just love how he calls himself Jerry.
Yeah, but he's not wrong. Generally speaking, if you love that kind of genre and stuff, you're going to love, you're going to have a kick out of this one.
Yeah. Den of Thieves 2 is in cinemas now. The next movie we're going to talk about is Conclave. Conclave has just arrived in Australian cinemas, and it has been in cinemas in the States for about a month and a bit. And the elevator pitch for this movie is the Pope has died. We need to select a new Pope, and it's called a conclave.
Yeah.
Where the bishops and archbishops, the cardinals from all around the world get together in a conclave. To select the Pope. And there's all this intrigue. And so, this is directed by Edward Berger.
Mm.
He directed All Quiet on the Western Front.
Oh, yes.
It stars Ralph Fiennes. It stars John Lithgow. It stars Stanley Tucci.
Yes.
What a cast.
Ashley is a very, very unique.
Uh,
fun.
It was written by Peter Strawhan, who wrote Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. And it was based on a book by Robert Harris, and he wrote The Ghost Rider, which was a weird Ewan McGregor, Pierce Brosnan type movie. this movie is reasons to see this movie. It's a simple task. It's a voting movie. It's about voting. Yeah. And it's gripping. It's absolutely
gripping.
Yeah, as
gripping. Someone who planned when watching this film to have a good nap in it, because I was quite tired, I end up being fully awake and kind of like all there for what was happening. Because it's really, these cardinals are so sassy. They are backstabbing and, you know, trying to play with everyone's feelings. They all have like little groups.
Yeah.
And it's
cliques.
And it's actually, yeah, it's like they're in high school.
It's like Mean Girls and Election.
Yeah. It's really, I don't know. It's just,
love it.
At times it's like just so funny.
Well, when we were seeing this movie, I was like visibly shaking. I loved it so much.
Yeah.
I loved it so much. It was like, it was that good, because we saw this in a preview. It was that good. I put it at number 3 on my list of movies last year. I love it. Out of the movies that we've seen so far, I think this deserves to win Best Picture. I think it's just fantastic.
Oh.
Now, reason not to say this, I did not like the ending at all.
The twist is very... The twist ending, so the last twist of the film, is off-putting. And just because it was... Nothing was really set up for it in a weird way.
Sure, but I think they're trying to be funny.
I don't know if it's funny, but also trying to play on our view, whether it was a political ploy or anything. It just was an odd twist. Yeah. I don't mind it. It was just odd because it, again, didn't set the groundwork for that to be interesting enough of a twist. Or to warrant it. Or it makes you kind of question
why
that was a relevant twist.
I think...
The whole movie itself,
I think people really who perfect. Don't like Catholics are going to love this movie.
Yeah, you mean right at the end when it's like...
Yeah.
Yeah. But...
I like it's... Yeah, it's made for the skeptics. It's made for the people that don't like the Catholic Church.
Because it does, I guess, poke fun in the nature of.
I am a Catholic. Just to say, I'm Hannah's godfather as well. But I will say, not a big fan of the Catholic Church. But at the end of this movie, the reason why I don't like it, it's not to the type of movie that I was expecting.
Just the ending.
Yeah, just the expected.
It was just the ending.
But sometimes you can not land the plane and still be a good movie. And that's where I'm with this movie. Yeah. I think it's 100% a watch.
It's right there.
And this movie for me is a banger.
Yeah, I'm going to lean towards banger as well. I really, the ending just is so odd.
Yeah.
It's so blaringly odd. Because the twist before that ending, really good.
Mm.
But all the stuff happening, I love it. I love even the nuns come into play as well. It's just.
I want to talk about a few people in this movie. Ray Fiennes.
Yeah.
What a career.
Mm-hmm.
I love how he plays. He doesn't really care. Have you seen him on It Happens Next with Andy Cohen, and he just plays around. He mucked around with Anderson Cooper. Like, he just seems like a fun, loving guy. Like, he got caught in a Mile High thing on a Qantas flight one time. He was the man we've not spoken in the Harry Potter movies. He played like the love interest in like English Patron in the Maid of Honor. Like he seems to like get on with Jennifer Lopez really well. He's just a weird guy. Like he's got, I think he's like Hugh Grant's twin. Like they've got similar sense of humours and the way they carry themselves.
Yeah,
like,
well, that's the British.
Yeah. They just don't really care about anything. Like, he does not care about winning an Academy Award. Like, he will
even
not suck up to anyone.
He's probably the most talented person that deserves it.
That hasn't won one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even
he's right up there.
Yeah, for most of his roles, even recently he's
loved him in The Menu.
The Menu, yeah.
Yep. Loved him in that.
Didn't love the first Kingsman, but... You know, he Pretty is cool. holding that
Yeah, he
movie
holds
together.
It together. Yeah, the movie that I saw him about the Odyssey, where the Return.
You're a big fan of it.
Big fan of that. Now they're making a Christopher Nolan movie about it. So maybe he inspired Nolan. Who knows?
Okay.
Let's talk about some of the other people in this movie. Tucci. Oh, man.
Tucci is probably the weakest link But he's still really... It's fun to have Tucci there. He gives the same vibes. If you ever watched The Devil Wears Prada, he gives that same character vibes. Yep.
And you know what I love Tucci in? As Kamal in Pelican Brief.
Great assassin.
Great assassin. One of the best assassins. Right up there with the Jekyll. Another person I want to talk about is John Lithgow. Now, what a career. Christmas 2. Third Rock from the Sun. Like, he did TV for like 8 years and then became a television star, became a movie star again. Like, unbelievable. Plays great baddies.
Shrek.
He's a great baddie. The Cliffhanger, where he's the baddie in that.
Yeah.
He's really good in that. As a terrible guy.
Plays Barney's dad in How Much Mother.
Plays Will Ferrell's dad in Daddy's Home.
Yeah,
like too. Yeah, he gives great dad vibes, but he also does the evil, and he plays a schnibbling, schneedy guy in this movie.
Oh, and it works. Well.
And then when he like goes back in his shell, like he's what a cast, you know. Edward Berg has made two brilliant movies back to back. Loved All Quiet on the Western Front. It's a great remake, and this movie. Fantastic.
Yeah.
This is an adult movie and adults should go and see this. And if people go and see these movies, then we get more of them.
We get those types.
And you know what this movie is?
Thriller Trash. It is quite Thriller Trash. Both films are, and this one's probably an elevated, classy one.
Yeah.
In the Thriller Trash category. You know?
That is it for today's show. Two good movies. Next week.
Yes.
We'll promote all of the movies that we're seeing. We're seeing a few movies. We're getting a lot of the Oscar bait movies next week. So we'll cover that all in movie news tomorrow. And clickbait, which will be my turn to raise a big hot topic. Don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe. Drop a comment down below your thoughts on the two movies that we reviewed today, Den of Thieves 2, Pantera, and Conclave. That is my lovely co-host, Hannah. I'm your host, Pete. Long live cinema. And until we meet again, it's bye for now.
Bye.